Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you get, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey.
Now, this is the Bobby
Bones
Show.
Let's go. Welcome back. Another week of the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here's your Monday get to know you question. What fictional character would you be best friends with in real life? Think about that. What fictional character would you be best friends? Mine would be Scooby-Doo, the dog. A talking dog? Come on.
Dog. That'd be amazing.
That'd be awesome. I mean, I thought about like Iron Man. Because that would be cool. But I went with the dog. I just love dog. I would go Scooby-Doo. I'd have a talking dog. And we wouldn't even solve crimes. We just chill at the house and I'd talk to the dog.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. And he's funny. Anybody else have their fictional character?
I got mine.
Go ahead.
Forrest Gump. I mean, how cool would that be? Just me and Forrest chilling on the park bench, talking, just telling me stories. And I'd be like, Forrest, you already told me that story. Oh, I did? I'm sorry.
Did you ever see the story about how that movie came to be?
What do you mean?
Wasn't that movie passed over a bunch of times, Forrest Gump, before, like, somebody found it in a bin and read it, and, like, it was never really supposed to be a movie?
I didn't know
and
that.
And then Tom Hanks, they didn't have enough money to finish it, and Tom Hanks spent his own money, right, to finish it, and then made $1 billion on it.
Wow.
Movie Mike, come correct me if I'm wrong here.
Yeah, so it was a book back in the day, and it wasn't really that successful of a book, but they turned it into a script, and yeah, Tom Hanks didn't take any money for it, but he took some points on it, so he made a lot of money.
Wow, that's amazing. Is it a good book?
Yeah, he also was an astronaut in the book, now that I think about it. He even did other stuff, too.
Even the way they filmed it, like some of those scenes, like running across the country, they would have to go and take like skeleton crews to go film that because they didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lunchbox, what fictional character would you want to be best friends with?
That's tough, man. I'm thinking about it, and I was like, at first I thought Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, my God.
What? Ew.
Jessica Rabbit from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Still human.
Well, then I thought
less weird.
But then I thought, like, Kim Kardashian, but she's real.
She's a real person.
Man, I don't know if she's real or not, man.
She's okay.
What are you talking about?
Amy?
Probably Rachel from Friends or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Not Jessica Rabbit or Kim Kardashian?
No. But in my thinking with that is if I'm best friends with her, then I'm friends with all the friends on there and we can all hang out. That'd be fun.
Ooh, I can hang out with Shaggy.
Yeah.
Velma.
Yeah.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I have been together for 9 months, and lately he's been following a lot more girls on Instagram. I never understood if this was something shady or if this is normal, because it's really my first serious relationship. He continues to follow girls who I know he's hooked up with in the past. He also just started a new job yesterday and has already followed one of his female coworkers. This isn't something major in my opinion, but I can't tell if it's weird that he follows new girls while being in a relationship for 9 months. He told me, don't think anything of it. He has nothing to hide. He even gave me the passcode and let me look through his phone. Am I being jealous or is this concerning? In this situation, is it overstepping to ask him to unfollow them? Signed, girlfriend versus Instagram. So I think there are a couple things here. One, it's weird if he's following girls he used to date. That's I could see where that sensitivity would come.
Like he's already following them?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like here, up early, he follows one of his whatever past. I don't know, dude. You shouldn't be newly following people you've seen naked if you're in a current relationship.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't be mad at him for just following people of the opposite sex.
Right.
Because
working with someone.
You don't want to have a boys club. You don't want Sausage Fest in your Instagram. That's all it is.
All dudes.
You have friends that are not men or not women, you know, depending on what you are. And that's okay. But if your boyfriend starts following like lots of bikini pages, that's a little creepy.
Mm-hmm.
If he's following people he hooked up with in the past, that's a little concerning. But if he's not giving you a reason to think he's being shady, don't think he's shady yet.
What about giving her the password?
Exactly.
That's great. He did that.
Yeah. He did that, so that's what she has.
But maybe she only gets to look at it, you know, when he's there. Like, he could keep it clean. I mean, he could always clean it out.
But if he gives her the password, she can check it at any time know that there's no communication to him.
She has the password to his phone, passcode.
Oh, not to Instagram?
Right.
E is different.
But if you have the passcode to his phone,
but that means you can only do it when he's around and the phone's there.
Okay.
So he could, like, you know, get his jollies and delete it.
Yeah, if he gives her the passcode to Instagram, then she can check it at any time.
But I wouldn't do that. It sets up a weird precedent. Yeah.
Because, like you said, he's nothing to worry about.
Agree. It's weird he's following a girl that he hooked up with.
That's weird.
Probably shouldn't do that. But it's okay. He should be able to follow other women as long as they're just friends or acquaintances at work.
But Lunchbox does, you know, follow girls that he hooked up with.
Who is he not
hooked
up with?
He was already following them.
But he's hooked up with every girl we've ever known.
That's true.
Right. Oh, he didn't start following them like this week.
I mean, the guy, if you see a girl and you've known her for over a year, he's probably hooked up with her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Good point.
That dude.
I mean, I spread my oats.
What does that mean?
Sow your oats and spread your seed are the two things he's trying to put together. He spreads his oats.
I pollinated.
Right. Pollinated.
No, you didn't.
What are you, a bee?
All right. I would relax a little bit on thinking that he is up to no good. When he teaches you that he's up to no good, then take that lesson. But right now, you could say something about the ex. That's kind of weird.
Yeah,
but don't be weirdo about it.
Bothers you, and then express that to him and see how he responds. Like in a way, like if the ex thing continues to bother you, and you're like, I really would like for you to unfollow. He
has to pick.
And you'll. I think you could learn a lot from his response.
There you go. All right, thank you. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for a Bobby Bones Show. Discoveries. Discoveries.
Discoveries.
So it's stuff that we found we wanted to share. Amy, you go first.
Well, it's a mouth pad.
Are you
did you say mouse pad?
You said mouth pad.
I said mouth pad.
Oh, okay. We didn't know if you were lisping.
It's a retainer-like trackpad chip that sits on the roof of the mouth, and it can sense tongue movements, allowing people to scroll, type, make calls, and even, you know.
So it is a mouse pad, but mouth pad, but your tongue is what does the moving.
Yeah, with a swipe or a click of their tongue.
Wow.
Is that for people that don't have hands?
It could be, yes.
I'd like to have it.
But paralysis, you can just use your hands. Hand impairment.
No, I use my hands for other things, though. I could juggle.
Tunnel. You picture that?
I could juggle and scroll at the same time. That's always in my dream.
Wow.
Yeah, it connects to any tablet, phone, or computer through Bluetooth.
That's crazy. So you just, you know, you go to go back up. Like
why are you talking like that, dude?
Do you double click like this? So does that have to fit your teeth?
Well, it says it's a retainer-like trackpad, so I don't know. I think it maybe is clips
like
into
generic?
The roof of your mouth, or maybe, you know, you can get it molded.
How much does it cost? Does it say?
I don't know the cost.
And also, you're putting something in your mouth that's you know, that's...
Oh, yeah. You can electrocute yourself.
Not electrocute.
Oh.
But who knows what's happening? Because it's obviously sending a signal out from your mouth.
Right next to your brain, too.
But we keep our phones near our heads anyway. So, okay, Bobby Bones Show, discoveries.
Discovery.
I don't like the way you say that.
Thank you.
What discovery?
We're like discovering stuff. Eddie?
Okay, so you know how Apple has the editing feature on the texts? You text someone and you can edit your text.
With the one of the newer operating systems. You now have the ability to edit, yes.
I think so. And it's got right above the text, it says edit.
If they edit it.
If you want to edit. No, it says if you want to edit.
Really?
Okay, what I found out, what I discovered.
Okay, discovery.
Was that when you edit your text, say I sent Amy, I hate you. Oh, gosh, I meant to say I like you. So I go in there and I edit it, and I take the word hate out, and I replace it with like. Huh? It sends it to her. And then you're like, cool, that's so cool.
Right,
she'll never see it.
Right.
But did you know that Amy can click on it and see what my original note was?
What?
She can see my edit.
You can see the edit.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, it defeats the whole purpose of the edit.
Yeah.
So now she knows that I really hate her, but I changed it to like her.
People can't get your unsent messages, can they?
Whoa.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't checked that.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, because you can unsend. If you send a text to the wrong person, you can unsend it real quick.
If they don't check it.
I would think, no, they can't get those.
Okay, good. It does show you that you unsent a message.
Yeah. Though. But you can't see the message.
That's explainable. But it is possible they have seen it right before you did it. That's always a possibility.
Weird.
Who are you worried about?
I just accidentally sent a text the other day that I think I was actually trying to text Caitlin, and I texted somebody else, and I was like, unsend, 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 unsend.
What were you sending her that needed that kind of...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anyway. Discovery.
Discovery.
Here's mine. Apple announces their stolen device protection feature, which is something that I feel like maybe they could have already had, but I'm not going to be mad at that. I think this is good that they're doing things so if our stuff gets stolen, computers, phones, whatever the case is. So they have announced a new stolen device protection feature for iPhones that is available for activation. So it's ready now. You have to go and you have to get the latest update, 17.3. You go to settings. You're not going to do this now, but I'm just going to tell you how easy it is. Settings, go to Face ID and passcode, and then you just look for stolen device protection. Turn it on. So from there, it's just a couple of layers of protection. You know how you do the double authentication and they'll text you as well?
Yeah.
So it's not that, but it's a second layer like that. So it's a couple layers of protection so that when somebody gets access to your passcode, that they still can't get your entire digital life. Mm. So let's say I hold you at gun. I'm like, give me your passcode. And you're like, 69696969.
That's it.
I know. And so I have it, but I can't get all the way in. What happens is if I'm trying to change the passcode or have it to something, then... Or if I do your face and get it to open, it checks back in an hour. And if you can't do it again in an hour, it shuts down.
This is all part of your plan, though, right? It's not like you don't pay extra for this?
I don't think, no, it's part
of
it.
In an hour? I feel like an hour, they can get all your stuff in an hour.
It's done. Well, it's, I mean, all of what stuff, though?
I mean, some of you fools put banking on your phone. That's stupid. Because once they're in.
But how are they going to get in?
I don't know.
So you don't have Venmo?
That's not my bank account, bro.
Yes, it is. It's connected.
It's connected to your credit card or debit card, which is your bank. Okay.
I ain't got access to my bank account. Guarantee you that.
But they'd have to get in on the app and log in on the app as well.
Oh, it's not just in once you get in?
What?
I don't know what language you speak.
Like when you say...
So you think whenever you get in... Now, this is a real question. This is not a joke. Your thought is if you log into someone's iPhone, you're automatically able to log into every single one of their apps.
Yeah. You guys type in a password
some
every...
Some of them, yes.
But
banking apps, never are they automatically logged in on mine.
DraftKings, I have to log in.
Yeah, so if it's money ones for the most part...
But if you... Yeah, you do that thing. I save my password.
Thank you. Huh. Exactly. Yeah. Amy, you're done. They're emptying your bank account
in an
hour.
Maybe it checks my face at the same time.
But how would you even empty a bank account from being inside of it on someone's phone? I don't even know
withdraw.
How that... Maybe you set up a Venmo real quick.
They set up...
But then an hour's up and you're done.
They transfer it to another bank account, close that bank account. I mean, that's
how
scammers
do
it.
But I know, how do they
do
that from a phone? You act like that's just easy to do.
How do scammers do it?
I don't know. I'm asking how it's done.
Don't ask me. I'm not Mr. Technology. I mean, I know that's my nickname, but I don't know every answer.
That's not your nickname.
Anyway, they're trying to create other ways so people don't. If they do steal your phone or they have a way to get in it, they can't always stay in it. It shuts it down after a bit of time. All right, there you go. Discoveries.
Say it, Lunchbox.
Also, I don't like the way you guys say it.
The mouth pad is a...
That's so weird. I should say mouth pad.
Mouth pad. It's a dental impression of your teeth. So it's obviously going to be super expensive, but there's a wait list right now for early access. So they're about to launch it.
Discovery.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
The Buffalo Bills were in the playoffs last Sunday playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got a field goal to tie the game with under 2 minutes to go. Tyler Bass, the kicker, lines it up. He kicks! Wide right! Wide right! Bills lose! The fans are crying, grown men in the stands, tears coming down their eyes. Their life is over. Oh! Tyler Bass feels so bad. He gets off social media, takes his accounts down because he's like, I don't want to feel the hate. But Bills fans, they don't hate. They appreciate.
Well, some do.
Some do.
They're crazy, man.
But this fan base is crazy. So off the field, Tyler works with this cat organization called 10 Lives Club. Fans donated over $100,000 to the organization to support him.
Yeah, they were like, we don't be known as haters, so let's raise money.
That's really cool.
It is cool.
Because fan bases don't do that.
Right, because you lose, you're usually mad, but instead they're like, hey, we still support you, dude. Like, here, let's help
your
organization.
All the kids you want, is what they said.
Remember the Bartman kid in Chicago?
That was not good.
Like, they hated him. Yeah. The whole fan base.
Yeah, he's like changed his name and moved on. And
oh,
like living
really?
A different life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's bad.
That was really
Everybody
bad.
Donated to him. But that was.
So this is cool.
Yeah.
I don't like way to go, Mafia.
I don't like talking about the Bartman.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
All right, there we go. That's a great story. Good job, Bills fans, Bills Mafia. You know what? Break the next table and my honor.
They're crazy,
They're
though.
Crazy. All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Abby, talk to me about the mouth breathing when you sleep.
Okay, so like twice as many people who breathe through their mouth, they have nasal congestion.
That's why they breathe through their mouth?
Yes.
So if we're sleeping and my mouth gets really dry sometimes because if my nose is stopped up because I'm breathing through my mouth and I wear a retainer. It's so hot.
Yeah,
if
so
you guys
awesome.
Could see me at night sleeping, you guys would be like, oh, I'd like to get a piece of that. But you can't. So stop asking. So what do they do? What do you do then? Because we had seen on TikTok where people were like putting duct tape over their mouth.
Hostage tape. Wait, you did?
Yeah. And then people were like, don't do that. That's dangerous. Why? What do you know?
Oh, well, I didn't know that part, but I was saying that like it's dangerous to breathe out of your mouth. Because like it can cause.
Well, which one's more dangerous, Abby? Taping your mouth or breathing out of your mouth?
I don't. That's a toss up. I don't know.
No, it's not.
So what were you saying? It can cause what?
Like tooth decay and less oxygen being delivered to your body. So then you're like more fatigued during the
less
day.
Less oxygen to your mouth? Like this hole's a lot bigger.
Yeah, that's how we breathe.
No, that's one of the things. Whenever we were talking about hostage tape, that if you breathe through your nose, you get like 20% more oxygen.
How the holes are smaller? It's the same air.
I don't know.
Yeah, like when you go to yoga,
maybe
they say,
holes in your throat, the little holes in your throat. I shouldn't do the whole mouth size. Maybe the little holes in your throat match your nose holes.
But they do say, like, when you're running, breathe through your nose.
Yeah. Yoga, they say nose.
We're doing real science here, folks.
That's how we do it.
So let's do this. Let's order some of this tape that's made specifically for this.
Oh, it's not just duct tape?
No.
No, it's called hostage tape.
Way better.
Well, hostage tape is one of the many brands. But
that seems such a bad brand name.
Well, actually, you remember it, though.
It's called hostage. Yeah, I know. You're right. Hostage tape. There are no strips. And I think their mouth, it's like a mouth cover. It almost looks like a mouthpiece.
That can't be legal.
That seems so stressful.
It's not because
if you're
right
congested.
Now.
Yeah, so let's order some of this, Mikey. And then somebody, we can try it.
Okay. I'll try it.
Amy would love to be a hostage.
Do
you have any rope for my arms?
Easy over there,
killer.
Ooh, close. 18% more oxygen is absorbed if you're going through the nose. Wow.
I wonder, those little throat holes got to be smaller than the nose holes because it's the same air. You know?
It's probably where it's going, though, straight to our brain or something.
But
to our nose.
No, it's the same hole, dude. Your nose and your mouth.
They go the same way. Yeah, I don't know.
Cotton tape strips for optimized rest, and then you tape your mouth shut. When we saw this on TikTok, they were like, don't do it. And now how quickly science changes.
Real fast.
And then they wonder why we don't believe them. Okay, well, let's order some of this. This is not a commercial, by the way. There are other brands, too.
Right.
Yeah, there's called abduction tape.
Shut up. No, there's not.
Kidnapping tape.
Breaking and entering, sticky.
Wow.
No, there's...
Quiet tape.
Okay, there's some...
Shut up or I'll kill you.
Somnifix, Drift... There's other tapes.
Yeah.
Mike, will you order a couple of these? Okay. This story came from studyfinds.org. Do you get good sleep generally, yes or no?
Yeah, I got great sleep last night. Generally, I'm pretty...
You're a good sleeper?
Yeah, I know. I feel... I woke up this morning and I was...
Why are you laughing?
Because you're like, I didn't get any
sleep.
No,
I wasn't. I was just asking how hers was. It's not about me.
No, but I was going to share with you
I'm
that when I was making my bed this morning, when I woke up, I was making my bed. I'm like, golly, Bobby wakes up sometimes at 1 a.m.
Woke up at 1 this morning.
Again?
Yeah, sucked.
And then did you get out?
I fell asleep for about 30 minutes. Oh. It's okay. I wasn't bringing this up for me. I just wondered if you slept.
Last night I did.
Yeah, good for you.
That's so stupid.
I'm really proud of you. Okay, if you're in target circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
her name is Renee Blair. First of all, she's one of the writers for Hardy and Lainey Wilson's Wait in the Truck. Wait in the Truck. Here's also a song from her called Holy Cowboy.
Oh, holy cowboy, show me around the town, boy. All these neon.
And here is Hillbillies and Betties.
As long as Hillbillies and Betties.
On Instagram, she had posted a thing saying one of her goals for this whole year was to come on the Bobby Bones Show. I'd never met her. I saw it. Didn't know how good she was. I said, hey, I can affect this. So I invited her up. Her name is Renee Blair. She's from St. Louis, Missouri. At 15 years old, she started her passion for country music. Has a crazy, crazy story of a couple near-death experiences. And let's talk to her now. Here she is, Renee Blair.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Renee Blair.
So I want to start with this. I was on Instagram. And before I bring Renee in, I saw this. This is a clip of her. She just had like put up a I don't know, they call it vision board still? Manifest diary? I don't know.
Vision board.
Here you go. Play the clip there.
This is a stack of my New Year's resolutions or goals for 2024. These are in no particular order. And what is my first dream and goal of 2024? Make my Opry debut. I'm not going to read them all. You guys can read them.
So she's flipping through these cards. I'd never met Renee. And it just came up in my, you know, for you or whatever that is. And I was like, oh, Bobby Bones Show. So we called her. It was during the ice storm too, basically, right? Or no, was it before the ice storm?
It was right before.
Right. And so we called her and we're like, yeah, you want to come up and do the show?
So one of them was, I want to play on the Bobby Bones Show?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's so really I was like, cool. Well, I can control that. So then we called her on the phone during the post show.
What up, Bobby?
Hey, I just saw your Instagram. Why don't you come play on the show sometime?
Oh my gosh, I would love nothing more.
So I saw you post that, and I think it would be awesome if we lined it up and you came up here and did a little interview. Maybe you do a song or something on the show.
Wow. I am I'm tearing up. Thank you. This is amazing. Thank you so much. I would obviously love to.
I'm doing this as an exercise for a couple things. One, I say it a lot, even in my shows, like my stage shows, if you tell people your goals, they're way more likely to help you. They for sure won't if they don't know. And I appreciate you mentioning me and us, and let's do it. Let's get you up here, and I don't know, we'll see what happens.
Hell yeah. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. You are officially like making a dream come true already this year.
So now we're back live here. I don't know if you're any good. So, you know, I didn't look and see if she played. Like, I had friends, and they were like, yeah, she's good. But mostly, we'll vet just to make sure, because sometimes...
Was it awkward?
Sometimes it's awkward. It used to be. We'll vet now to make sure people are, you know, can come in. And so, my friends have said, yeah, she's really good. But this wasn't about that. This was just about us seeing you, and I thought it was super cool, and now you're here. So, hello and welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And her brother's here with her. Her literal brother is Lenny. Playing guitar.
What?
And I said to Lenny, I said, is that really your name? That's an awesome name.
My man.
Lenny. Is it Leonard?
It is.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah.
After.
That's a good name.
Anybody?
After my grandpa.
Oh, I love that.
And Renee, is that your real name? Renee?
It's my middle name.
Okay. So, man, Lenny and Renee. What That's a cool. team. That's your cool. brother yeah. and sister. You guys are from, Renee, you're from Missouri. You're from St. Louis?
Yes.
Are you a Cardinals fan?
I'm a huge Cardinals fan. That was tough coming to Tennessee without Major League Baseball, but I've heard rumors we might be getting a team.
I've heard the same rumors.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, I don't know. Why don't we just let her play first and then get to know her? Because, I mean, that was the whole point, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? I don't know what song you're going to play.
I'm going to play a song called Hillbillies and Betties.
So, don't you have like a alter ego like Hill Betty?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I can tell you the story of how I came up with it.
Yeah, please do now. Yeah, tell
now.
Me. Yeah.
Okay, so... The honest, embarrassing, true story is my husband and I had just gotten married. We went down to Florida for a couple days for like a mini honeymoon, you could say. And I let out the loudest man burp, like a disgusting, embarrassing, low. Ugh. And I was like, sorry, my hillbilly's showing. And in the same breath, I was like, Billy's a dude. Girls can feel like hillbillies too. Where's the... And then Hillbetty, this light bulb kind of went off. And... Hillbetty was born. So Hillbillies and Betties is kind of the backstory. But with this whole Pam resurgence and Redneck Woman was 20 years ago. This is the 20-year anniversary. Hillbetty, I feel like, is kind of a full circle resurgence of just the girls that like to have fun. It's especially inspired by all the bachelorette parties downtown. There's probably someone puking right now. When they go home, they might be secretaries, first grade teachers, but when they're in Nashville, they just want to have a good time. And so I say that inside every woman is a wild girl or a bad girl, and that's your inner hillbilly.
Okay, see, I'm glad we got the story first.
Yeah.
Okay, so the song is called Hillbillies and Betties?
It's Betty's backstory.
Got it.
Wait, yes.
Wait, what? What's the name of it?
Hillbillies and Betties.
Okay.
It's when they fall, it's young love.
I just need to listen to Shut Up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, this is Renee Blair. All right, whenever you guys are ready.
Yep.
That's awesome. Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank God she's good.
Woo! Oh, thanks.
I'm always a little nervous. You're awesome. That's awesome. So I have many questions for you, Renee. By the way, Renee Blair, you guys can follow her at Renee Blair. First, you just so everybody knows, you can go watch Renee on the road. Go to iamreneeblair.com if you want to get tickets to watch her shows. A couple things that are super interesting about her. As a songwriter, she was one of the writers on Wait in the Truck, the Hardy.
Oh, Lane. So good. Oh,
yeah. Cool. Yeah, and you guys won a ton of awards for this song, right?
We lost a couple, and the song won a lot of awards. It was awesome. But the category specifically for song that I would have won, I didn't take home a trophy, but my husband is also a writer on it and producer, so he took home some production awards.
That stinks, but it's awesome. But that stinks.
Yes, it's amazing, but it's so funny because everyone's like, congratulations, you won all these awards. I'm like, well, technically I didn't, but...
I just saw the song had won the awards. I just assumed that since she wrote the song, that's...
I still got a plaque, which feels amazing.
Yeah, and
so
probably,
I'll take it.
And probably get paid. That's awesome, too. How was that, writing that song? Did it like open up a bunch of doors for you writing-wise where people are like, we want to write with Renee now?
It's been a great year. The true story behind it is that Hunter, my husband Jordan, and Hardy were writing the song, and I was on my way home, and Jordan texted me and said, Hardy, you know, wants to do a duet, and he really wants you to come in and sing this chorus. And so, of course, I was like, obviously, let me go get home faster. And so as soon as I got home, they kind of played me what they've been doing. I got in the booth, and when it got to the bridge, there's really no third chorus if you actually listen to the song. It's just a third verse. It talks about where he's in jail and she comes to visit him. And Hardy just did a little ad lib, Have Mercy on Me. And I was like, can I try something? And I could see all of them being like, don't mess up our song. And I grew up loving big powerhouse singers, Faith Hill, Whitney Houston. And I just felt this gospel kind of moment. And so I added the Have Mercy section.
Really?
Have Mercy on Me. And Hardy didn't even necessarily really know that till the song was done. And my husband and him were out on the road. It's the day they wrote Mockingbird and the Crow. Hardy's like, I need to play you the final version. We got a gospel choir on it. Isn't this, in the Have Mercy section, he said they were kind of like in tears, and Jordan was like, that was all Renee. And so Hardy's like, I didn't even know that. And they brought me in as a writer. And yeah, so it became my first number one.
That's awesome. Yeah, congratulations. Listen to this, because I don't know Renee that well yet. But when I was reading all the notes about you, because you've been through some crap, man. You got in a car wreck and they had to wire your jaw shut for weeks?
Yes. I actually sang kind of like Kanye West. There's a video from 12 years ago when the wreck happened. If you search the depths of YouTube, I did a video singing through the wire with my mouth wired shut.
Like the chorus Kanye song?
Mm-hmm.
You good? Is it like that? Yeah.
I can still do it. But it was really interesting because I talk a lot. That's just how I was born. I can't help it. And every time I'd go in and they would have to tighten the wires or do the surgery as I had them on for 12 weeks, they were like, wow, usually people don't want to talk. It's uncomfortable. We still can't get you to shut up.
Oh, wow.
You guys know that song? Through the wire, through the NASA. No?
No.
Will you sing a little bit of that? So they know the song.
With, as in mouth closed?
It doesn't matter.
Through the wire, through the limit, to the wall.
I shouldn't do it.
I feel like Kanye changed the words for his version, because he did. That was one of the songs that broke him as an artist. He sang with his mouth wired shut. So that's part of what has catapulted me being even here today.
And so you got in a car wreck. Did you think you wouldn't be able to sing again?
Yeah, it was horrible. My mom walked right past me in the emergency room because my face. Sorry if this is a little too graphic, but they said sewing my lip back together was like sewing something that I'll keep to myself. But it was just very, I was almost unrecognizable, and I still have like 8 pieces of glass in my face. And so as a singer, someone who wants to hold a microphone up, I always know there's going to be a camera right there. So I definitely like still to this day, it's something no one probably notices but me, but we all have our own weird insecurities about ourselves that no one else really knows. And so I'm always very... very self-conscious of the scar and the glass, but thank God to modern medicine and doctors, they put me back together and did a pretty good job.
Lenny, you remember that?
I do.
Was it crazy?
It was crazy.
Like traumatic for even you?
I was going to say, I actually, while her jaw was wired shut, I would talk like my jaw was wired shut to be like moral support. I would just
see, that's love.
Oh, that is love.
Who's older? Older?
I am.
You are? And Lenny, did you look up to her as a kid?
I mean, yeah.
Don't lie.
We're both just like yin and yang, so we're just always been homies.
Do you play a lot with her?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
And we wrote Hillbillies and Betties together. We do most of the stuff together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
And listen to this. I didn't know this. Her arm was paralyzed for like a long period of time too, right?
Yeah.
Well,
I've pretty much
from the same wreck?
I'm Iron Woman. I've been kind of put back together head to toe pretty much. No, it was from a wreck that was 8 months after the car wreck. I was out on a lake with some family friends, and they're like, you can't be nervous forever, like get back out there and enjoy life.
Oh,
and the arm accident made the jaw being wired shut almost feel like a hangnail. That was truly the worst pain of my life. And I have a 13 inch hockey stick shaped plate with 15 screws.
What happened?
The driver was maybe just going a little bit too fast, but made a quick 360 turn over the wakes he had just made, and we saw this one coming, and he was on the tube with me, actually, my brother.
And you were on a tube when it happened?
Oh. Yeah, what a year. So if you kind of do the robot like this, when I came out of the water, right here, my arm was snapped completely in half.
Oh, my.
And oh, my gosh.
The irony, I'm a silver linings person, always through and through, and when my mouth was wired shut, I had a guitar in my, the corner of my bedroom that I never played, because I was like, my brother plays really good, and I'm a singer. But I miss being able to do music. So my mouth was wired shut. I forced myself to just like, not be lazy and play my guitar. And then as soon as I got good enough to accompany myself, there goes my arm.
Broke your arm.
So then I forced myself to kind of learn piano. So I joke that both of my accidents were like God's way of saying, like, you could have played these instruments the whole time. Like, don't waste your life. Use your potential and all that. So it was a weird roundabout way to better myself, but that's the lesson we try to take from it.
Another one, because you had a baby. How old is your baby now?
He's 5 months.
Oh, wow.
Just had a baby.
Very young.
His name's Fisher.
And I was told that you lost a whole bunch of blood, like when you were having the baby.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I
have all your medical records. Right. I know all the doctors. Right?
Yeah. I joke with a lot of my friends. I'm like, what did my past life do? Because in this one, I've only created good karma. I don't understand what, like, I'm paying for. But yeah, my birth experience was a little traumatic. I was in labor for over 30 hours, having contractions every 2 minutes. Oh, nice. And basically, he came out. I popped a little champagne. I was celebrating. I was so excited. They took me to the recovery room, and then everything kind of went crazy. I started bleeding really bad, and
2 liters is what I read.
4.
Oh,
yeah, over half the blood in my body, and it was very traumatic.
Jeez.
It was horrible, but we're okay.
Yeah, you're good now,
we're,
right?
We're good. Baby's perfect. That's
but
all that matters.
What causes that?
It was having that many contractions back to back that your uterus just essentially shut down.
What instrument did you learn when that happened?
Huh?
Yeah.
Xylophone?
The accordion.
Yeah, yeah. What instrument did you learn on that? Yeah, yeah. That's all right. You still have plenty of time.
I still got to figure that out.
Okay, here's what I want to say. You're awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
And, you know, we didn't scout your talent. I just thought, let's see if we can get her up here, and I bet it'll be cool. And it was cool. That's a really cool song, Hillbillies and Betties. Renee Blair, you guys can follow her on Instagram, at Renee Blair, one of the writers on Wait in the Truck with Hardy and Lainey Wilson. And so what's up? What more music? You put out a full record under the Hill Betty thing?
Yeah, we've kind of got an alter ego album coming, but it's really geared towards girls' night out, girls having fun with their friends, getting a little wild, getting a little crazy. Because, you know, if you go up and down Broadway, a lot of the party buses, all the girls are playing old school Shania songs and Gretchen Wilson. And so I feel like it's really authentic to who I am. I like to have fun and get a little crazy. So the music is definitely a representation of a good time.
Well, it's been really nice to meet you.
Thanks.
Wonderful
you
singer. Lenny, good to see you too, buddy.
You too, man.
I'm like, my body hurts, though.
I know, from all those
from all the injuries that I didn't have. Yeah. But only she had them. That's crazy. All right, Renee, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
There's holographic technology getting brought into university classrooms, different colleges, and they say Albert Einstein is one of them that you can learn from.
That's so cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. But I mean, it would be the same thing as like watching a film strip, right? And Albert Einstein teaching you there.
Yeah, but he's right there though.
But just better graphics.
Yeah, and you can pretend that he's really right there.
Well, I can pretend that right now. Hey, Albert, see how hard that was?
No,
I pretended.
You don't really believe it though. Like if you had the hologram.
But I still wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
If you saw it was a hologram.
If he's standing right in front of you, you wouldn't be like, wow, this is so cool. I feel like I'm 1961.
I feel like. Yes, but I think it's a cool technology. But they also say Stephen Hawking. I'm going to say probably not the best time to create the Stephen Hawking one.
Why? What?
Oh, yeah. He was on the list.
Epstein Island.
Oh, he was on that list?
Yeah.
He liked... Very weird. How do I say it?
You don't. That's
no,
how
don't
you
don't say it.
Yeah.
Don't say it. Yeah.
The technology company makes interactive displays. And at one point, like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 at this point, I got together with 2 really successful songwriters, 1 producer, and we had created this character, it's like a holographic band that we could have open for like 8 or 9 artists at one time, and nobody ever knew who they were supposed to be. And then we had recorded all these songs, and then we were going to start putting them out, and one of the writers became president of a record label, and we couldn't because it was like,
oh, dude, what a great idea.
There's a couple songs up now. I've talked about it. It's from a group called Neon People, NEONPPL. And so the whole deal was we wanted to create an opening act that we could have at 12 shows at one time, like holographic kind of.
Yeah.
And we'd have songs and we'd written all the stuff and recorded it. I didn't sing it. And
no, of course not.
Yeah. But then she got running a record label, so we had to back out of it. But we worked on it for a long time. It's pretty good.
Do you work on the holograms at all?
No, we didn't get the way. We went to the music first.
Dang.
I know. We were going to do Einstein next. Gosh. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So how much of a pay cut would you take for better quality of life?
I don't know. Define better quality of life. I mean, decent.
The study that was commissioned by Ford, they were looking at, you know, work,
because you work hard
balance
to have a better quality of life. Because sometimes you can pay your bills easier. It's just a trick question.
I know. Well, more than half of employed people globally would give up 20% of their salary for better work-life balance, and millennials were most likely to do it.
I would give up 20% of my salary to get 8 hours of pure sleep every night.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, gosh, think of how high-functioning you'd be. You could make that money back.
It'd be crazy. Like, I wear the ring. I got the most sleep I've had in 3 weeks last night, 5 hours and 3 minutes. And so as a positive, it's getting a little bit better.
It's pretty good.
But as a negative, it's all dots. I keep waking up. It's apparently just, I don't feel anxious as a person. I don't have this anxiety that rolls out of me in the daytime. But what my doctor says is I live such an anxious life in my own head that it manifests itself while I'm sleeping when I finally relax enough to let it come barreling out of me.
Whoa, like a vampire.
So therefore I go to sleep and it's like, but I wake up and my heart's from sleep. It's not like that right now. I'm in the zone. But like I wake up, my heart's and I wake up like this every time. So yeah, I would give 20%.
Yeah.
I'd give 20% of your salary, though.
Okay.
For 7 hours.
Okay.
All right.
This dad accidentally ordered 200 nuggets from McDonald's instead of 20. And they showed up at the house and the family was like, oh, look at all these nuggets that just showed up. And the husband realized like, oh, shoot, I ordered 20 of the 10-piece McNuggets thinking that he was ordering each nugget individually.
That's funny. He has to be older, right?
I thought it was so funny. The wife said, to be fair, he's not exactly detail-oriented, but she could tell he wasn't paying attention either. And the family, what they did is they ended up packing up the order and taking it to some homeless people that That's they cool. know hang out nearby. And I just thought that was a little tell me something good there.
Also, how problematic if you only order one nugget at a time?
Right. Oh, man.
Like if you had to order every nugget. I'll take 13 nuggets, please. All right, what else?
If you want to live longer, try drinking 3 cups of tea each day. Because researchers say that's the magic number if you want to slow down biological aging.
But what's in tea?
Flavonoids. And it's a compound that's rich in tea, and they did this whole study on animals, and they say here, it's extended life expectancy in worms, flies, and mice. Mm. So, good for us.
We're not worms, flies, or mice, in case you guys are wondering mm-hmm. out there.
I know, but they did it, they're saying, for humans. Scientists believe that drinking tea could help you live longer.
Sweet tea?
There's anti-aging benefits.
I don't think so.
No.
Lipton sweet tea? Then I'm going to live forever.
Probably not that, but it does make me... I'm going to go
worms,
have a little
worms
cup of tea
drink.
Later.
How do worms drink?
Don't know.
They soak it in through their worm body?
Oh, good
they,
point.
I don't know. They gave it flavonoids somehow.
They inject it? All right.
Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Dale Graybeard Sanders. It's his birthday. He turns 87 years old. This is 3 months ago, right? He's celebrating. What do you want for your birthday, Dale? Give him my canoe. He gets his 15-foot canoe in Minnesota. He jumps in the lake. He starts paddling. He paddles all the way down the Mississippi River.
All, like down to America?
Down the entire Mississippi River. Paddles and paddles. It takes him 3 months, exactly 87 days. And he popped out in Luling, Louisiana last week.
Wow, old graybeard.
Dude, he is 87 year old and he's the oldest man to ever do that. So he's in the Guinness Book of World Record.
Wow.
that's pretty crazy.
What's crazy too though is he's already done it. He did it when he was 80. And he held the record, but now he holds the record again because he's 87.
Classic Dale, man.
Ah, great.
Never tell Dale he can't do something. All right, great story, Dale. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360 or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Attention, 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 all listeners. I'm not going to ask you for money on social media. If it doesn't have a blue check mark, it is not me. I'm not going to ask you for money. I'm just not. Okay. We'll do stuff on this show where it's like, hey, if you want to be a part of something that we're a part of, you can, but you don't have to do that. But I'm not going to. There have been people that have paid money to fake versions of me and they're imposter me's. And this happens with a lot of people that have blue check marks. If they don't have a blue check mark, they ain't real. So if it's somebody going, this is my secret account or I'm the manager of, don't believe that stuff.
Yeah, some guy came up to me in the building. Like, I'd never seen him before. I think he works upstairs and he's like, hey, are you Producer Eddie in the Bobby Bones Show? I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? He's like, hey, will you tell Bobby something for me? He's like, my wife got this request from another Bobby Bones and he has an imposter, so let him know. I'm like, all right, I'll let him know. But I guess this happens to you all the time?
A lot. Anybody that has any notoriety with blue check mark, they try to go and start following people that, and then say, hey, I'm the real me.
Take all your photos.
It's not my
too.
Public account.
It yeah, does look just them. Like you.
Yeah.
Not just me, but anybody. If it's not a blue check mark, don't believe it's them. I know a woman thought she was dating Dierks Bentley I know somebody that knows her for years.
Oh. Gosh, that's crazy. Well,
dating virtually.
Right.
Called dating.
Relationship. Online relationship.
Yeah, whatever. She's not. She wasn't. But she fell for somebody saying they were Dierks. It's something we can't talk about because we're still in the middle of it. Scuba was like, hey, there's been another one where somebody lost a lot of money thinking it was you. It's happened multiple times.
Oh, man.
I am not going to ask you for money unless it's on this show going, hey, we're doing something together for a good cause. Now, if I lose my job, I might. You never know. I just start messaging everybody. But as of right now, we're all good. So, just a PSA there. All right, let's go over and get the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you know the first French fries weren't actually cooked in France?
No.
They were cooked in Greece.
Okay. That was the morning corny.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty good. We're going to draft worst sounds. That's the only thing you've been told. Worst sounds. Eddie, you got the number one pick. We rolled the dice. Go.
Woo, the strongest pick of them all. Give me nails on a chalkboard.
Oh, I just got chills.
That's kind of old school, though.
No, gave me chills.
It's still a bad sound.
Okay. Yeah, it is a bad sound. Yes, it is.
Right?
But how many 23-year-olds use a chalkboard?
Probably not a lot.
They all didn't school.
Oh, college.
Yeah,
college.
You didn't school still.
They're not chalkboards anymore?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. All right, I like it. That's a good one. Idea. Morgan.
Everybody hates going to this person.
Dang it, that's mine.
It's the dentist drill.
That's a good one.
That's good. I kind of like how that sounds.
You crazy. You don't like how that sounds like a NASCAR drill. Yeah, you're thinking NASCAR.
That's a good one. Dang. Okay, it's over to me now. I'm going to go worst sounds when your significant other says, we need to talk.
Oh.
That's a bad sound.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh.
And they don't want to talk now?
Oh. Later? We'll talk when I get home.
Oh.
So, yeah, when your significant other says, we need to talk.
Funny.
Yeah, that sucks.
Okay.
I don't like that one.
Amy?
Screaming baby.
Okay.
Aw.
Screaming baby?
Screaming. Not crying.
Like,
not cute cries.
Screaming baby.
Screaming baby.
Okay. Lunchbox?
It's easy, guys. Whining kids. Woo! That'll drive you up a wall. Eddie, you like it when your kids whine?
Hate it.
They whine all the time?
All the time. And I
hate the time. Drives you nuts. Oh, just shut up.
I don't tell them that, but yeah.
In your head, you do.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the first round. Lunchbox, you'll get the first pick of the second round. What are you going to put up there? Worst sounds with whining kids. What else?
My second thing is going to be silverware on a plate. Ugh. When you scrape the plate with a fork or a knife. Ugh.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure that doesn't sound good. I'm just haven't done that much.
Like the sound of a restaurant?
Ooh, interesting.
No, like when you cut like through a piece of meat
sounds, I know I'm gonna get a nice
and you
steak.
Accidentally screech the plate. Ah.
Okay.
Amy?
Vomiting.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's good, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, or like well, if my dog, you hear my dog vomiting, I'm like, poof, I'm up and out. Trying to find it. Yeah, vomiting in general. Oh. That's a good one. Okay, it's over to me. So I have one significant other says we need to talk. And then I'm gonna do smoke alarm, low battery beeps in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's so good.
Good one.
Then you got to find out what
you
want
to
do.
You got to walk up to it and stare. Not that one. Dang it. Oh, that sucks. So smoke alarm, low battery beeps in the middle of the night. Morgan.
Oh, I have a few on here that I can't decide on.
So you have dentist drill, a strong number one.
So strong. Okay. A doorbell and a TV commercial.
Mm. That's good, because it, like, messes with the animals.
All the dogs go crazy. Everybody thinks somebody's at the door.
Yeah, I get that one.
My dog's never barked at a TV.
Neither is mine.
Oh, my dog's, like, crazy. Yeah. Doorbell or dogs barking in TV, they think they've been invited to the party.
Huh.
Eddie, you have nails on a chalkboard as your number one. What's your other one?
I think I'm going to go farting. A fart is a bad sound.
That's actually kind of funny.
If you do it.
Only if you do it.
Yeah, somebody else's fart. It's
got
not
it,
good.
Got it. Okay, one more round. Now, Eddie, you went last this round, so you'll go first the next round. Your team so far is nails on the chalkboard and a fart. Worst sounds. Go ahead.
For my last pick, Bones, I think I'm going to go with a car crash.
Oh, the metal on metal. That sucks.
Screech into... It's terrible.
Morgan?
We've all experienced this when we've been outside, especially during the summertime. You got an insect buzzing all around you. You can't find it. An insect buzzing in your ear.
Man. I'm up next. I'm going to go... I'm between two.
Don't do it.
Which ones?
I'm going to go... hearing a racist slur.
Holy, yours are so good. You're thinking outside of the box.
Yeah, right. I don't like it.
There are no rules, Amy.
Yeah.
I know.
There's no box.
I know. Well, yeah.
The only box is what you create in your own head.
I know. And
I'm thinking outside of your box?
Yeah, because I was thinking actual sounds, and I'm like,
that's a sound.
Like,
man, no. I don't like racist slurs.
But even the...
That's a sound I don't like.
Mm-mm.
You know, your significant other saying, we need a dog. That's so good.
The smoke alarm, though, hits me in a hard place. That's happened so many times.
I hate that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Amy. You have a screaming baby and vomiting.
Well, now I'm thinking, should I do squeaky brakes or should I be like... If your boss says you're fired.
If your doctor says you're going to die.
That's a bad one.
You have God.
See, Amy, I was going to say that too, but I didn't. I softened it.
Amy,
that's
do
a good
it.
One, Amy.
I softened that one.
Hey, I've lived through that with my parents. I'm allowed. Shoot.
Worst sounds. Your final pick is?
You're going to die.
Okay.
Brace for impact.
Oh, man. Plane going down.
That's it. Brace for impact.
When have you heard that?
You've never heard that in your life.
When have you heard that sound?
Yeah, put that down. That's a good one.
Congratulations.
Other than a movie.
The pilot says brace for impact.
And when you're watching on TV, you're not stressed about it.
Right. Lunchbox, you have whining kids and silver on a plate.
Okay. Yeah. So Bobby made me think of one when he said Florida Georgia Line. I was like, oh, yeah, I could go Nickelback. A lot of people hate Nickelback, but a lot of people love Nickelback. So I didn't go that.
I thought about that one.
Oh, I know what he's going to do.
Amber alerts. Because they go off in the middle of the night, and I mean, it's terrible that someone got kidnapped, but you don't ever want to hear that sound.
You know, I'm never that annoyed by that, because somebody's as soon as missing. I'm like, oh, this sucks, I'm like, oh, somebody's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The, you know, like the broadcast warning, like, this is a test.
I know that one well.
That was terrible. That got by you fine $1 million, but nope. Yeah. Guys, this could have been the number one pick in the whole draft, and you guys just left it there for me. Abby's singing voice.
Oh. No, we left it for you, man.
There's no way we would have picked
that. That's really rude. That's also really funny. Okay. Let's. And I'll give you some of the other ones I had. But Eddie's team is nails on a chalkboard, fart, and car crash.
Yeah. Wow, what a group of sounds.
Morgan has the dentist drill, doorbell on a TV commercial, or insect buzzing in your ear. I have when significant other says, we need to talk. Smoke alarm, low battery in the middle of the night, and racist slur.
Yeah, it is pretty bad, man.
Amy has screaming baby, vomiting, and brace for impact from pilot. And Lunchbox has whining kids, silver on a plate, and Abby's singing voice.
That's funny.
So a couple of the other ones that I had that I didn't do. Lunchbox recording commercials.
Yeah, I had Lunchbox's voice on there, but I didn't want to do that.
Because he just can't get it. So that one I have.
That's weird coming from Mr. Nasal. He had my voice on there.
Well, honestly, I thought you would do that. So I thought I was going to try to get you back.
I have girlfriend saying I'm pregnant.
Oh, man.
Not wife.
No, yeah, girlfriend.
Or mistress.
Yeah. Oh, dang, dude.
That's even worse.
Funeral music.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Loogie hawking.
Yes. Dirty cough. Same as Loogie.
Like the croup cough. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. What about alarm clock?
A person, yeah, has one. A person chewing food with open mouth.
Yes, chewing.
Someone saying, we're closed, sorry.
Funny.
So, all right, well, go vote. BobbyBones.com, vote on the team. But don't look at just number one. Look at the whole team. These are the worst sounds. Drafting them. Good job, everybody.
Thanks, man.
Everybody, good job. Everybody, good job. All right, thanks. Let's talk to Victoria, who lives in Texas. Victoria, good morning. Thanks for calling the show.
I have a question. I need some advice. So I am turning 30 in May, and myself, my husband, and like 8 of our friends are going to New York. And we've been planning this for a few months. And my best friend of 15 years is pregnant. She found out like after we started planning. And she still wants to go on the trip, even though she'll be 7 months pregnant. And I've asked her, like, I don't want her to feel pressured at all to go because, like, I'm sure she'll be uncomfortable, but she's, like, determined to go, which is great. But my question is, do I need to alter the plans of what I wanted to do to, like, make sure she's comfortable? Because I want her to feel respected, like, as me as her friend. But a part of me, like, at least one night wants to, like, go out. And I just don't know how to navigate that because I don't want her to feel like I'm not thinking of her feelings.
I think you navigate it like this. This is about you. It is your birthday. It's your 30th birthday. It's your trip. She would hate it if she's your real friend that you spoil your trip for any reason, mm-hmm. even if it's her, because she's forcing herself to go because she loves you. I'm sure at 7 months pregnant, you could probably find things that feel more comfortable than going on a trip to New York.
For sure.
So I think it's the opposite of what you feel. If you did limit yourself or kind of damper down the party because of her, I think that would actually make her feel worse. If she goes, which she probably will, she doesn't have to go to everything, but I think you should still have everything. And it's nice of you to say you don't have to go. And then one more time, you should say, hey, look, we're going to do all the stuff. I'm so excited you're coming. If there's anything you can't do, just tap out. Like, I completely understand you're pregnant. And then she will, but don't bring it up again, because then you'll both be irritated by her going, no, I really want to go. No, it's okay. No, will you? One more time, have that conversation, and then go and have your normal everything, because she'll be able to do 80% of it. As far as, you know, not going to the club, I don't know how her fatigue level will be, but yes, go do you. It's your birthday. So, and she would want you to do that. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. I totally agree with this. And I wonder, and I would encourage you maybe dig a little deeper, because I think it's sweet that you're considering this and I love your heart. But I wonder if this sort of shows up in other areas of your life.
Too much
being
people pleaser.
People pleaser. Yeah. And this could be a great opportunity to work on that. And not that you have to disregard somebody else's feelings. I think it's great you care about her, but it's got to be exhausting to carry that type of a burden you know, even thinking of altering your birthday plans so that your friend feels more comfortable because of their situation. She should be able to decide that for herself.
And I would also say that if you really wanted to please her, you just do as you would normally do because that's what she would want.
Exactly.
So happy birthday early and go have your New York trip with your friends. Because think about your other friends that probably want to do all the stuff too that's coming.
Yeah.
So that's what we say, but it is very nice of you to think about that. But yeah, that's hopefully your people pleasing doesn't prohibit you from living your life in other ways.
Yeah, for sure. My therapist definitely says I'm a people pleaser. So I'm definitely working on it, but it is hard because we've just been friends for so long. And I just don't want, I want her to be involved in my life in all aspects. And I just wouldn't want her to feel like I'm overlooking anything.
You know,
she shouldn't have got pregnant.
Okay, I think too, even that she's still included and she gets selfish. To go. And even once she has the kid, you still including her. There's so many times where women have children and they've got these really good girlfriend groups and maybe those people don't have kids and they have to turn down opportunities. So then they just stop getting invited to things. And then that's a real bummer. So I think that's just one way you can keep showing up as her friend and still including her, even though her life is going to look a little different than yours now. And use this, yes, as a perfect opportunity to exercise that muscle to not people please.
And the most people pleasing thing you could do is live your life your way for you on your birthday.
Unless she's selfish and then
yeah.
If she is, you don't need to be your friend anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Victoria, go have a happy birthday and she would want you to have it. She didn't die, but she would want you to have a happy birthday.
Right.
And so go live it up with you and all your other friends.
Yes, thank y'all so much.
All right, hope we help. See you later.
Helpful. All right, thanks, bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go with the news.
Bobby's Big
Stories.
Amy, what two teams are going to the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs. And
two teams.
I know.
It's a game of two.
Right. I know. All I know is that the Chiefs are going.
When?
The other team.
And why do you know that?
Surprise. Because Taylor Swift was there.
Who would you guess they were playing if you just had to guess?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. All I know is yesterday they were playing.
And it could be any team, though.
The Baltimore Ravens.
Right. But who would you think they were playing in the Super Bowl?
Not the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Not the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Packers.
Mm-hmm. And everybody else is wide open.
Right. Just give me a hint.
The 49ers.
There you go.
Yeah. The Chiefs and the 49ers. There I go. Usher will do the halftime show. It is Sunday, February 11th at 6:30 Eastern. And so a couple good games yesterday. I did see at one point the camera was on Taylor and she was like something like, please go away. Did you guys see that?
Oh. No.
The camera was on her in the booth and she could tell she was on it. She goes, please go away. And the camera cuts off of her.
Wow.
I'm starting to fall on the opposite side now on the Taylor thing where so many people are annoyed that it gets showed all the time. I'm like very pro Taylor now. Show her all the time. I've swung all the way around because people now are like, she's just minding her own business anyway. That's what I feel. She's there. She's not really trying to get the attention. At first, it was kind of annoying because it was in every feed. It was in my ESPN feed. It was in my E feed. It was in my every feed. And I was like, oh, I just want to like have my sports where I get my sports. I want to have my pop news where I have my pop news. But so many people are acting like it's actually a thing that I hope they show Taylor all game. Hope it's nothing but Taylor.
I hope
they track her flight like Santa when she's flying from Tokyo over to America after her concert.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, Taylor tracker.
Yeah.
Yes.
They will.
I follow that. Did you see where they estimated like how much money she made the NFL this season? I don't know if that's accurate.
That she made the NFL?
Now, how do they gauge that?
Okay. The only thing bigger than Taylor Swift is the NFL.
It was like $300 million.
She did bring viewers, though.
That's like,
I hear you, but it's, and football's already number one, 9 out of 10 shows a week. So the only thing bigger than Taylor is the NFL.
Mm.
They don't need each other. I say that as a compliment to both of them.
Mm.
They don't need each other.
Does everyone believe it now that they're in love?
No.
I don't know. It still is weird.
It really?
Still?
Those two together, like looking at both of their histories and who they've dated, they have not dated anyone like that person ever.
And those relationships haven't worked out.
But opposite.
But yeah, but opposites really don't attract.
Well, we don't know that they're opposite.
I'm just saying for what you're attracted to.
Mm.
But I hope they work out. I hear Travis Kelce's like the greatest dude.
Yeah.
So good luck. More Taylor. That's all I want is Taylor now, just to annoy everybody. All right, CDC issues an alert that measles are upticking. Now, I've never had the measles or the mumps. It feels like something people had in World War II.
Yeah.
Anyone ever had measles or mumps?
No.
No, but I think we're vaccinated, right?
Yeah, shot for that.
Yeah.
See? I don't know what that
means. Like a lifelong shot?
I just see. I don't know.
I think so. I think you take it as a kid. That way you won't get it.
U.S. health officials are warning clinicians to be alert for cases of measles following several outbreaks, largely among children who are eligible for the vaccine who did not receive it. I wonder if the whole anti-vaccine thing has rolled into other vaccines now, too, just generally speaking, to where now they're not getting any vaccines, and so now we have measles coming back.
Mm.
Yesterday, my neighbor knocked on the door. I was like, hey, I got polio. And I was like, what?
Polio made it back? Lockjaw came back?
Yeah. measles is highly contagious for people. Although my neighbor's never knocked on my... Oh, no, my neighbor did knock on my door the other day. I thought it was a delivery guy.
But they don't have polio.
No, they have polio. Okay. I just didn't know who they were. I was like, you can lay it on the porch. And he's like, I was like, no, you can lay it on the porch. It's okay, I'll come get it in a minute. And he's like, I'm your neighbor. I was like, oh, what's up, neighbor? Older people tend to either be vaccinated or immune. The virus spreads via droplets, usually after a person coughs or sneezes. It lingers long after a person has left the room. That's from USA Today. So anyway, thanks a lot, people that didn't get measles vaccinated. Portland kids escaped from a stolen car after a 10-minute nightmare. Carjack, they were in it.
Oh my.
Bro, this is crazy. So two Portland kids made a daring escape when, by the way, a woman hijacked the vehicle. It was their dad's car. Went on a 10-minute joyride. Ayosha Millage, 33, is accused of jumping in the car. It was idle while the dad ran into the store. There were two kids, 9 and 11, in the car. The unidentified father suffered a sprained finger when he tried to stop her from driving off.
Oh, no.
The dreaded sprained finger.
Yeah,
I got one of those right now, though. It hurts. I rushed over and tried to stop her, but as I was holding onto the door, she took off. I wasn't fast enough to get her out of the car. The brave brothers jumped out of the vehicle when it came to a stop at a traffic light and then flagged down somebody who called 911. They got her. New York Post, they got her.
That's why my wife says don't leave the kids in the car to go in the convenience store.
Right.
Because I did it one time and she's like, don't do that.
I mean, haven't we
all?
Or
if you do, lock the door.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
How hard is that? And if you trust the kids to let you back in.
Yeah. See, that's the problem.
Your kids are old
enough,
though.
That's a great point.
Your youngest is 5.
No, I trust them.
But don't you have a key bobber thing in my bobber?
Yeah, we do.
Experts say if you have a day where you wake up in a foul mood, feeling blah, grumpy, frustrated, literally shake it off. Stand up, shake your whole body as if you're shaking off something that's landed on you and doesn't belong there. The act of shaking your whole body relaxes and eases tension by getting kinks out, and it's comforting and awakening, from Prevention Magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, like a little dance party.
Do you ever talk to your dog like he or she is a baby? If so, that's actually a good thing. This is from Animal Cognition, a research publication. Experts say that pet owners may sound silly when they treat their dogs like babies, but it turns out the dogs prefer it that way. A study finds that talking in dog speak to our pets is an important way to bond, that dogs were more likely to show preference for people who spoke to them using dog speak over those who didn't. I talk to mine like I were going to have a talk with them about the birds and the bees. Always. That's the tone I have. Stanley, hey, Stanley, come here, buddy. Come here, Stanley. Come here, buddy. We need to have. Come here. You want to eat? Yeah. Okay. Let's go outside. You got to pee. Okay. You want to get in the car? Yeah. So the same tone. I'd be like, so there's a flower, right?
Yeah. It sounds
the same.
Yeah.
Every time.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Yeah. Dogs watching TV, from Psychology Today. If you keep the TV on in your house so the dog don't get lonely, well, the question is, does it work? The answer is, yeah, sometimes. The majority of dogs watch video images on the screen for 1 to 5 minutes. Before they get bored. Like humans, younger dogs are more likely to be interested in the TV, and they're more interested to see animals on the screen than not, if they can even figure out what a screen is. My dogs, if they hear a bark from anything, they think they got a new friend in the house, and they're running all over trying to find them. And then I have the birds and the bees talk with them. Guys, there are no other dogs here. That's a screen. Yeah. Dry January gives you sugar cravings. From a research publication called Substance Use and Misuse, scientists have noticed a weird side effect from not drinking for a month. Around now, moving into week 4, most people have increased their desire for sugar. The early stages of sobriety and sugar cravings kind of mix with each other. Yeah. Anybody here doing dry January? Morgan, were you thinking about it? And you quit?
I was, and I broke it like
January
12 days
1st through 4th? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't last.
I'm doing no shopping. I'm shocked.
No shopping January?
So that would be not dry, but so it'd be like
save money.
No credit.
No clothing store.
No credit January.
No, I don't know. No clothes shopping.
Mm-hmm.
January.
You've really given up a lot. There's like
good job, no, it's
there's
not,
Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, and you.
No, it's not that impressive. Oh, oh, I'm just saying I'm going to go. Like maybe it'll roll into February. Maybe it'll roll into it's kind of a thing. And then if I want to buy something, my deal with myself is if I sell something on Poshmark, then I can take that equivalent amount and add it towards something I maybe want to buy. Oh. I don't know, just a little something I'm testing out.
I like it.
Because
hey, Nobel Peace Prize people, it's Bobby here.
Tough.
What?
I have your nominee.
Yeah. I know it's not that big of a deal, but
she's right here.
It's a way to just like it is. Be
I'm
more
just giving
aware
you a hard
of
time.
Like,
I agree.
How have you felt? Have you had withdrawals?
No.
I agree.
It's like, what's in my closet?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
And you're not clicking either? Or are you, is it just physically
are you
not
stuff
going?
Into your box so,
yeah, exactly.
Without buying it? You put stuff in there so
in
the itch
cart,
goes away? Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I probably have put...
It's like a nicotine patch.
I probably put it in the cart. Two things in a cart, maybe.
Health officials are warning of a new social media craze where people are eating deep fried toothpicks.
Oh.
Oh. Man,
why?
Oh.
That makes no sense.
A new trend circulating on social media sees people eating deep fried toothpicks with cheese and, you know, they... But it's like the fair.
Yeah, but I don't think they're made of wood.
South Korean officials are the first people to come out and say, don't eat these toothpicks. They're made of, there's food coloring.
Oh, but I don't think they're, like, I'm picturing like a wooden toothpick, but
I think they're real toothpicks.
It depends. Well, what happened was it started in South Korea with like these cornstarch, but then Americans are idiots. And we were doing it with wood.
Okay, but where it originated, it was an edible toothpick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We always got to elevate it, don't we?
Right.
It's like in high school. You know, you could just put deodorant on. No, what we had to do in our football locker room was burn each other with deodorant.
Mm. Upside down?
You put it right up to your... And hold it as long as you possibly can to the skin. Finally, season 2 of Squid Game is coming this year. Man, I love Squid Game. The actual show. The long-awaited Squid Game season 2 is set to premiere later this year. Networks announced that... Although it doesn't say exactly when, it was number 14 Emmys, and they announced a bunch of other shows too, but nobody cares. Just Squid Game. That's all I care about.
So this is the movie.
Yahoo. It's not a movie, it's a show.
Oh, okay.
Pebble.
So, no, part two. What I'm saying is there is a movie.
No, there's a show.
Oh. You're right. It's got episodes.
It's episodes.
you're right. So this is another
show.
Movie series.
Hey, the moving picture?
Because there's a game show too. I didn't know which one you were talking about.
The game show. Yes, it's not the game show, the real show. All right, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's
Stories.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360. So unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts. That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
And I was listening to the show, going back and forth to go to the game or go to the Suns spelling bee. And I was listening today to see if the boy was asked or how did it turn out. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. So Eddie's oldest son was having a birthday that we're going to take him to watch the Memphis Grizzlies play basketball.
That's what he wanted.
Turns out one of the other sons qualified for a later round of the spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
Same day, 4 hours difference. Because it takes that long to get to Memphis, almost. So what'd you do?
So, I mean, you guys act like I don't come here and ask you guys questions and take your advice seriously. You told me, why don't you ask him? See what he wants to do. So that's what I did. I asked him, hey, bud, what do you want to do?
Oh, did you talk like that? Like,
ah, totally.
No, you'd be like, the game or the spelling?
Yeah.
I was dribbling a basketball while we were talking, mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, man, I mean, the NBA basketball game is going to be so cool, but it's up to you, man. Completely up to you. Whatever you want to do, we will do.
So do you have audio of this?
Yeah, I brought audio of me to him describing what happened because I knew you wouldn't believe me.
Okay, go ahead.
So on Friday, we kind of had a decision to make, right? So we had the Memphis Grizzlies game for your brother's birthday, but then you also had a spelling bee. What happened? What did you decide?
I decided to do the Memphis Grizzlies game because the spelling bee words were too long. And next year I'm going to work really hard. And the Memphis Grizzlies game was my first NBA game and it was really fun.
Did I force you to go to the Memphis Grizzlies game or did you make that decision on your own?
I made that decision on my own.
Are you happy about your decision?
Yes.
How was the game?
It was really fun. They won by 1 point.
And now are you going to win the spelling bee next year?
Probably. Or I'm going to try to.
So you're happy?
Very.
Sounds like he's bringing a hostage note at the beginning of it.
No, I know. What do you mean?
I really want to go to the game.
No, man.
Dad, is that how you want me to say it?
It was really fun.
The words are going to be too long.
Guys, that's how he talks. No. You're making fun of how he talks?
No, I'm not, because I know him. And you know what?
Who told him the words were going to be too long?
Hey.
Eddie.
Probably his dad.
No, it's not. It wasn't me. See, man, I brought this audio so you wouldn't believe me, and now it's backfired.
I mean, your exact quote was, I'm not going to ask his opinion because I don't want to give him the power.
Right?
It sounds like you didn't give him. You did give him the power?
I did. I said, what do you want to do?
But think about it. The words are going to be really long.
No. He looked at the words.
Can you spell triceratopsanopanigenus?
Dude, you got to see these words.
Oh, that's an easy one. So you probably won't do good. You want to go to the game?
I didn't do that. You got to see these words. These words are crazy, though. And so maybe there was a little doubt in him, and he said,
the seed was planted by you.
No, okay. No, I didn't say anything.
But you guys had fun at the game?
Dude, we had a blast. It was a great game, like you said. They won by 1 point.
Mm-hmm. So, spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and if you can't, you will get shocked with this cattle prod, just like they will on stage that day, son, if you don't get it.
Did he sound stressed out?
You know what? I'm sure he wanted to go to the game.
I mean, he did want to go to the game.
You definitely interviewed him after the game, yes. Where he'd experienced after he had fun.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
How about that cotton candy?
The popcorn that we got.
Let's talk to Ashley in Texas, who is on the phone. Hey, Ashley. Good morning. What's going on?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I just had a question for Morgan, because I want to know how her date with the cowboy went, because y'all were all giving her grief for playing Twister.
We were giving her grief because she said, hey, do you want to come over and play Twister? And that just sounds, not grief. I guess we weren't giving her grief. We were just like, that would be the greatest invite ever for a date. Did you go on that date?
Yeah, the date happened.
Did you play Twister?
Yes, we did. Okay. And Twister was so much fun.
I bet
it was.
We laughed. Like, nothing sexual about it. Like, we laughed. We had
nothing.
A great time.
Nothing. You're out of your mind.
I'm serious.
Nothing happened. Okay, but I'm not saying
nothing had to happen.
I'm not saying nothing had to happen.
But it was definitely probably
guys,
a little bit.
I think you guys are thinking of a different version of Twister because Twister is very uncomfortable and awkward. You're in weird positions and you're laughing the whole time.
That's me doing it.
You're laughing the whole time.
Stop.
Morgan, no. If your bodies are on each other, even if you're that is definitely leading to at least sexual thoughts. I don't care. Okay. I think it's great. If you want to do that, great. We're just saying that would be awesome if we were invited to come over and play Twister.
Well, it was really fun, and it was a great date idea.
Yeah, the fact that you say there was nothing sexual about it, that is just not true.
I mean, I think what she was trying to say was nothing happened.
Were you wearing, like, full metal army? Like the armor suits?
No. Did you guys each have your separate little Twister pad?
Oh, I mean, different boards? Oh, right, right. Right.
No, we were on the same board.
Okay.
Okay.
And there was no sexual feelings at all.
Well, I can't speak for him, but for me, it was just laughing, and I was having a fun time.
Okay, well, I'll speak for him. I think every dude everywhere can speak for every dude everywhere. That a guy, if they're asked and they're attracted to that person, they're going to have sexual feelings. Two, if you didn't, I don't think he's the guy.
Great point.
Honestly.
Wow.
Oh, that can't develop over time?
It can. You guys are...
different.
Women have depth.
Right.
You guys can... You still need to be attractive, but you can get to know a guy and find other qualities in him that make him even more attractive. Where we're like, girl, God, be pretty. Not pretty. Like her. Caveman, right? We're cavemen.
I mean, you should give yourself a little more credit than that, but yeah.
No,
but
he's right.
But if they're like...
Yeah, but y'all look for a certain amount of depth.
Generally, I'm talking about guys... Especially early on.
Out of the gate.
It goes up, right?
It's not very depth.
But going back to Twister, can I just say, like, if you're in an awkward position, you're falling down, and he doesn't grab you and pull you on top of him, like, as he's falling? I mean,
you've thought about that.
Really? What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying, to add, like, nothing, I mean, come on.
If he doesn't grab you and hold you down.
So did that happen, Morgan?
Yes.
Austin's situation? No, that didn't happen.
But he's, like, twisted backward. He starts falling. He starts grabbing. He grabs you. Playfully grabs you, pulls you to the ground. You start smooching. That's how it works.
That is kind of how it works.
That's how it works.
Or at least how I would think it would work with that game. We only ever played a church camp, and that didn't work that way. And I was playing with other dudes, too.
Okay.
It was like five of us.
But Morgan's awful quiet about that part of it.
No, we kissed, but nothing like sexual beyond that happened.
So are you attracted to him?
Yes, but I don't know that he's going to be my...
Over. It's over.
My partner.
It's over. Knockout.
Not because of that aspect, just different things.
Well... Maybe in time it'll develop, but thank you for sharing that. Hey, Ashley, thank you for that question. I'd forgotten about that.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. All right, well, you guys can call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. During this little break here, Amy Lunchbox Twister on the ground.
Yep.
It's nothing sexual.
Yeah. No, it's
nothing. I'll bring the game in.
Nothing at all. I mean, it's just two buddies.
I'm good. I just learned how Lunchbox plays. Yeah. I'm good.
All right, we'll be right back. Did you watch the Netflix American Nightmare?
I did.
So we talked about it last week. It was a three-part series. It's a true crime. I'm so scared to talk about stuff.
Right, with
you're
me?
The best.
I get it.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Good,
I tend
good friend,
to
good person.
Maybe say things
you
that...
You spoil a lot of shows accidentally. Right, Lunchbox, you watched it?
No.
Who watched it on the show? Mike? Yep. Okay, can you give... I know, I just can't go... I just can't ask you.
Who's in it?
No, it's a true crime. Mike, can you give me the plot real quick?
It's not scripted.
Yeah, it was a home invasion and kidnapping and them investigating what actually happened back in 2015.
Okay. Now, did you like it, Amy?
Yes. I was...
You can say that. You can say if you liked
one word answers.
Okay, can I say...
She's in the middle of watching all 10 Saw movies because she spoiled the last thing.
I was equally disturbed.
At this?
Yeah, is that okay to say?
Yeah.
Sure. I give it 5 out of 5.
Oh, that good.
Wetsuits? Can I say that?
I don't know what you can say. I haven't seen it.
Okay, cool. That's what I'm going to say.
Mike, did she spoil it?
No.
Okay. You can't say no.
Yeah, but
it's got a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
American Nightmare?
Mm-hmm.
And it is just that.
And you do recommend it.
It is an American Nightmare. That shouldn't...
No. Nothing. Nothing. Okay. You just have to stop. We're just recommending.
But I remember the news story.
Right. It's in the news.
I don't know that I remember, but I'll watch it now. If it's 5 out of 5, I gotta watch it. Did you watch the Queenpins?
Yeah, it's Kristen Bell's movie. It's a scripted thing on Netflix, but as I'm watching it, it started to sound a little familiar. I was like, wait, weren't they these like suburban moms that had a coupon ring situation happening? So I Google it, and it is based on that-ish. I mean, they took liberties. They went a little far with things. It was kind of dramatic, if you ask me, a little cheesy at times, but... I enjoyed it. I give it 2.5 stars out of 5.
You enjoyed it, but you give it a 2.5?
I enjoyed it enough to keep watching it, but I don't know that I would recommend it to anybody else. Like, I think it did whatever it was supposed to do to me in that moment.
What did it do to you?
All right.
In that moment.
Just entertainment-wise, like, it filled whatever void I needed. And then I did enjoy that it was based on a true coupon ring of suburban moms.
I watched the show called Monarch, and I'm not sure the subtitle of it, but it's basically over 50 years them trying to find Godzilla. And I'm not really into Godzilla, but it was awesome. I give it 4.5 out of 5 Titans.
Oh.
Because that's what they're called. Godzilla's not the only one. All these Titans, and they have what they call G-Day, which was like in 2015 where Godzilla came and destroyed a bunch of stuff.
Like the city?
Mm-hmm. And so it's 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's called Monarch Legacy of Monsters. My wife and I, neither one of us are really in, we wouldn't just have picked it, but a couple people had told us it was good, and then it was number 1 or 2 on the Apple TV Plus. It's good.
Does Godzilla look real? Because the older ones, he don't look real.
Well, the old ones were black and white and strings, right, probably. Right. Yeah. This is a lot of computers.
Okay.
Mike, you like Monarch? I love Godzilla, yeah. Yeah, what'd you give that show specifically?
Probably a 4.5 out of 5.
Me too.
Pretty wow. Strong.
You don't even have to be like monster person to like it. There's some monsters in there, but it was really good. There's a little bit of cheese, but I don't know. I never got into that as a kid. But then it just got confusing to me because Godzilla would be this big dinosaur, something creature, right?
Like a lizard.
Dragon. Ah! And it would kill Tokyo in the black and white. And then other creatures would come to fight it. And then like King Kong fought it. But then I think they became a tag team, wrestling tag team at one point. I don't even know who's who. I don't know who's good or bad. And so I'm watching Godzilla. I'm like, is Godzilla good? Is Godzilla bad? He's got to be bad. He just killed all the... So, but it was good. That's a good show there.
Okay.
Anybody else watch anything?
I watched Colin from Accounts.
What's that?
It's a Australian show, and it's about a dog that gets out and what happens after that. It's hilarious.
Episodes? That kind of show? You all right? What?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Sorry, I had a little cough.
You've been loogieing for like 5 days.
I know. I tried to get rid of it. It's not gone. But yeah, it's a comedy.
I know.
And it's one season. It's funny. What's it makes on? You laugh.
Paramount Plus?
Yeah, there you go. I had to watch it where you had to plug in the computer and it does it to the TV.
I had to get on Napster.
I just knew that. And so because I don't have Paramount Plus on my TV. My TV's too old.
But you have it on your computer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's just not a smart TV.
You didn't watch it on your computer?
Right. My wife knows how to plug a cord into it and we can watch it on the TV.
Yeah.
Got it. Morgan, you watch anything?
I watched Queen Pins also, and I actually liked it.
Oh, what do you give it?
I gave it 4 out of 5 because I loved the ending. Like, I thought the way that this all happened and this being a true story is insane.
What's the story? What's the ring they created?
It's literally fake coupons. Like,
they're
real coupons that they basically had gotten their hands on, but in the eyes of the law, they're fake coupons. They shouldn't have been distributed in the way that they distributed them.
Right. They're not, what they're doing is not legal, mm-hmm. and they were selling these coupons. So say
Tread easily.
Okay.
Just you. I just care about you, you know? Sorry. I care about our listeners.
Okay. I was thinking about it. Remember when I was into couponing?
Mm-hmm. You went to the dump and you were looking for coupons.
Yes. Like, it was exciting sometimes when you go to check out and you could see how much money you could save. So I could see how they got a little addicted to it and then they saw how much money they could save and then how they could make money because she started getting coupon, like say she got a coupon for, you know, 42 rolls of toilet paper for free. Okay. Cause she wrote the company and said, your toilet paper is horrible. And they were like, here's a free coupon. Well, so then she could sell that coupon. She asked her friend, how much would you buy this for me? She's like, I'd pay $20 for that coupon. So she's like, what? So then they realized like, oh, if we can start getting coupons, we
and
can
then
start
selling them.
Oh,
wow. Well, and they made so much money, but it was dirty money. At least that's what they thought. So then they spent it on a whole bunch of crazy things. And that's what was funny to watch.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not going to check it out, but
yeah, it's not, it's
I appreciate
not
the effort you guys put into it.
Yeah, it's very, very cheesy. All very. Right.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Canada. A 25-year-old man was excited. He got his brand new driver's license. Let's celebrate. So on the drive home, he was like, you know, what do you do when you get a new license?
Speed.
Not speed.
Oh.
have a beer.
Oh, worse. Oh,
okay. So he pulled a beer out of the...
Oh, my God.
Pulled a beer out of the cooler, opened it up. Woo! Driving down the highway. Went by an unmarked cop and woo! Oh, woo.
You ever see that old video from the 80s? I think we've played it on the show, too, where people can't believe the government wants to take away their rights to have a beer while they drink.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember we played that.
What on earth?
It's crazy. All these people going, I can't believe the government wants to get in our lives and tell us we can't have a simple beer in our car while we're driving home from work. Wild. Yeah.
I remember my dad used to complain about the seatbelts. He's like, they're going to make me wear a seatbelt.
I remember that. That I do remember, but I don't remember the beer issue. But now we look back and we're like, what idiots.
Right.
I wonder what we're doing now that we're going to look back and be like, what idiots.
Well, I mean, they used to do the drinking and driving commercials. So we'd go through the drive-thru and my dad would get a Coke. And I'd be like, oh my God, he's going to jail.
Because he's drinking and driving.
I was like, he's going to jail. Yeah. And I would freak out the whole way home.
I felt that. Okay. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
We had a bit on our show, and Lunchbox was like, here's what I'm going to do. Eddie and Morgan, if they do this, they got to give me 20%, but I'm not going to tell them. And so they were like, all right, whatever. And then it was a decent idea. There's some site you can rent your Jeep out, because you guys both have Jeeps.
Yeah.
Have you guys thought about it anymore?
Yeah.
But would you? It's like your own personal car.
My problem is I have a stick shift. Are people going to want to rent a stick shift?
Yes. Some people might. 100%. Some people might more than the other.
Really? Yeah. So I can charge more for the stick shift?
No, I'm just saying there might be more of a demand for that by some people.
Got it.
So, but now Morgan has said, hey, I have something for Lunchbox, but if you can only hear about it if you give her 20% if you decide to do it.
It's fine by me.
Okay.
All right, you game? You agree?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to be a celebrity DJ. So I was at an event this weekend and Brandi Cyrus was like the celebrity DJ and she was getting free drinks, she was getting paid, free food, and all she was doing was up there just mixing some music. And I feel like this is something you could totally do.
You don't even really have to know how to mix. You just fake it.
What do you mean you fake it?
You like plug in your little iPod you still have and just play your music.
Yeah, just have a mix made or have somebody else do it. I see people on Instagram doing it all the time. They're like, when I was acting like I was DJing, the board's not even plugged in. But you could be a celebrity DJ.
Then you get to go to all these events and you get to get paid to do it.
Or learn how to DJ. Or literally learn how to DJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I have time for that.
You have time for, dude, you have time for everything.
No, I really don't.
How many hours a day do you nap, do you think? On average?
On average, hour and a half, 45.
But he's napping during the day and events aren't during that.
Yeah,
no, but he can use that time to actually learn how to do it. He can take half that time and learn how to do it every day.
I was thinking he doesn't have time to go out and do all these events at night because...
Oh, he does. You know, if there's money...
Okay.
Well, he wants to go to all these events for free anyway.
That's right. There we go. Every time somebody gets invited to something, he's mad because he didn't get invited.
True.
Yeah, but if they're going to pay me to go to these events, it'd be great.
To DJ at these events.
Maybe a good place to start, you could have him help with the dance party?
Nope. Oh. That's like saying, hey, you want to learn baseball? Okay, come up to the major leagues.
That's right. Dance party is the big time.
We ain't doing that. But okay.
Thanks for the shout out, Amy.
I think that's a great idea, though.
Right?
You should take DJ lessons.
Yeah.
There's lessons? I guess YouTube?
It's a skill. Yeah, like to mix music.
Now, is it really a skill now? Because you see them, and they don't even have records.
But it doesn't have to be records. It could be digitally, and you can just slow it down, speed it up.
Does he know more than like 5 songs?
I know.
In his whole head?
Castles in the Sky.
He doesn't know. Have a great day. Bye. Bobby Bones.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.